Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Physicians Group warns of serious health risks associated with hormonal contraception, calls for stricter labeling forthcoming. Hormonal contraceptives pose a wide range of serious health risks for women, including risk of breast cancer, depression, suicide, HIV, and potentially life-threatening blood clots or stroke. These are the conclusions of physicians who belong to the Contraceptive Study Group. For years, studies have increasingly shown an ever-widening range of health risks connected to the use of hormonal contraception. In an effort to gauge just how dangerous hormonal contraceptives potentially are to women's health, a group of concerned physicians came together to form the group. Their goal, to study the effects of hormonal contraception on women's health. The Contraceptive Study Group conducted an extensive review of research studies on hormonal contraception. They found substantial evidence that certain types of hormonal contraception may increase women's risk for a wide range of health problems. Based on its findings, the group is now petitioning the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, known as the FDA, to require stricter labeling and warnings for hormonal contraception brands sold in the United States. In its petition, the Contraceptive Study Group calls on the FDA to issue a permanent recall of the birth control shot Depo-Provera, due in part to the fact that several studies have shown that the drug is likely to increase women's risk for contracting HIV. The Population Research Institute participated in a peer-reviewed study in 2015. That study found evidence in observational studies concerning the use of injectable contraceptives containing the active ingredient in Depo-Provera. Women who use this method may be more likely to contract HIV than women who do not use hormonal contraceptives, the study found. Two additional meta-analyses published in The Lancet and PLOS Medicine in 2015 made similar findings. Now, the Contraceptive Study Group's petition also calls on the FDA to issue so-called black box warnings for many widely used hormonal contraception brands. Why? Because there is strong evidence that hormonal contraception significantly increases women's risk for breast cancer, cervical cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, systemic lupus, depression, suicide, and blood clots. Black box warnings are the most serious warnings the FDA can place on a pharmaceutical product. According to the FDA, black box warnings are intended to call attention to serious or life-threatening risks associated with using a drug. The Contraceptive Study Group's FDA petition has also requested that the FDA add additional safety information to the prescription prescribing information for several contraceptive brands. The request is based on evidence that certain types of hormonal contraception can increase women's risk for multiple sclerosis, bone fractures, weight gain, or urogenital problems. The Contraceptive Study Group's petition was filed with the FDA on May 9, 2019. The petition has since received more than 150 comments on the federal government website, where we are allowed as a member of the public to voice our opinions on U.S. government regulations. The petition is open now to receive submitted comments from the public. You can find the link in the written version of this article on pop.org. The deadly side effects of hormonal contraception. A number of women who have left comments on the petition have revealed the deeply troubling personal testimonies of serious health problems that either they or their loved ones experienced after using hormonal contraception. In a few of the comments, mothers and fathers have even reported that their daughters have died after using hormonal contraception. One distressed mother, Carol Pepin, recounted in a petition comment, how her 19-year-old daughter died only 18 months after going on the Nuva Ring, a hormonal steroid-releasing contraceptive device. Carol's daughter Shelby had just wrapped up her first year in college and had taken a summer job at a golf course near the college she was attending. But on July 2, 2015, when Shelby did not show up for work, her boss and co-workers went over to her house to check up on her and see if she was okay. When her boss and co-workers arrived at the house, Shelby did not answer the door. Looking through the windows of the rental where Shelby had been living, they found her lying dead on the floor. Shelby had died alone a full 36 hours before she was found. According to Pepin, the coroner investigating Shelby's case confirmed that she had died from pulmonary embolism, a blood clot in the lung. A large number of studies have shown that hormonal contraceptives greatly increase women's risk for serious or life-threatening blood clots. Shelby was very athletic. She did not smoke, and she had no history of a blood disorder, Shelby's mother said. Shelby's death has devastated our family, she continued. I was unable to work for a few years, and I still struggle every day. I cannot believe that such a healthy, outgoing, adventurous, beautiful girl has died because of birth control. Shelby's tragic, untimely death, however, is sadly not an isolated case. Many women and girls have experienced serious or life-threatening health problems after using hormonal contraception. 2 years ago, my daughter died from a blood clot in her brain caused by the birth control Yasmin. Another grieved mother, Laura Bonnet, commented on the government website. She continued, she had no risk factors, no clotting disorders. In the hospital, the doctors told us they see 3 to 5 patients every week with blood clots from birth control, Bonnet said. That's one hospital in a small metropolitan area in Wisconsin. Joseph West, a father in California, also recounted the loss of his 29-year-old daughter, who died after going on the Nuva Ring. According to West, his daughter had presented herself at a local walk-in health clinic where clinic workers attempted to treat her and removed her Nuva Ring device. However, his daughter's condition did not improve and she was quickly transferred to the intensive care unit at a nearby hospital where she later passed away. West's daughter had just gotten married 5 weeks earlier and had been preparing to go on a cruise for her honeymoon. According to West, the autopsy revealed that his daughter had suffered from blood clots, blocking blood flow to both lungs. West says that the doctor responsible for overseeing his daughter's treatment while in the ICU said that she believed that his daughter's use of hormonal birth control was likely a significant contributor to her death. Doctors need to be much better educated as to the very real hazards of hormonal birth control, West wrote in his comment. Too many doctors simply take what the manufacturers tell them at full face value. Several other women have left comments on the petition saying that hormonal birth control caused them serious side effects. Commenter Jennifer Ball said that she had taken the birth control Mircet back in 2000 when she was 18. Ball says that she had never experienced mood disorders before going on the pill, but after taking the pill for 3 months, she had to stop. I developed severe menstrual cramping. I developed severe PMS symptoms. I spent a lot of time crying because something would happen or a parent would yell at me and I had no control over my emotions, she wrote. I considered suicide because I was so miserable. After ceasing the pill, Ball says that her symptoms immediately subsided. The mood swing stopped, and I felt like myself again. I have never again considered suicide, Ball continued. Next, what scientific studies say about hormonal contraceptives. Several studies have found evidence that women who use hormonal contraception have an increased risk for venous thromboembolism or other thrombotic events, including stroke. Women with a genetic predisposition to thrombotic disorders are at highest risk. But studies show that women with prothrombotic genetic factors are significantly more likely to experience a serious blood clot when they use oral contraceptives than other women with the same genetic factors who do not use oral contraceptives. But even women who do not have genetic risk factors for blood clots are more likely to develop serious blood clots than women who do not use oral contraceptives. One study compared 204 women who had deep vein thrombosis without selected genetic risk factors to a group of 610 selected healthy women, also with the same genetic risk factors. The study found that women were 2.4 times more likely to experience deep vein thrombosis if they used oral contraceptives. Another study in the Netherlands compared 193 women who experienced ischemic stroke to a group of 767 control subjects without a history of heart disease. It found that women who used oral contraceptives were 2.46 times more likely to have a stroke. Another found that women in the study who were currently using low estrogen dose oral contraceptives were 4 times more likely to have venous thromboembolic disease than women who are not currently taking oral contraceptives. Now, the World Health Organization has acknowledged that 22 studies provide evidence that combined hormonal contraceptives like the pill or the ring increase women's risk for thrombosis if they have genetic risk factors. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the World Health Organization strongly advise doctors not to prescribe combined oral contraceptives, such as the pill or the ring, if women have a historic high blood pressure, vascular disease, multiple risk factors for cardiovascular disease, blood clots, or genetic risk factors for blood clots, due to substantial evidence that these conditions can worsen when using hormonal contraceptives, potentially increasing women's risk heart attack, stroke, or thrombotic events. Recent research has also revealed that use of hormonal contraceptives is associated with an increased risk for depression and suicide attempts among women. One exceptionally large study observed the health records of over 1 million women in Denmark. It found that women using hormonal contraception were significantly more likely to start using antidepressants and to be diagnosed with depression than women not using hormonal contraceptives. The effect was also found to be even stronger for adolescent women who used hormonal contraceptives than for older women. Data from this study was also used in a separate study which found that women using hormonal contraceptives were significantly more likely to attempt suicide than other women. Next, the Depo-Provera injectable contraceptive. As for Depo-Provera, the injectable hormonal contraceptive the contraceptive study group is now calling on the FDA to remove from the market, this is not the first time the drug has been subject of controversy. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, dozens of studies appeared showing that Depo-Provera causes loss in bone mineral density. This occurred particularly in adolescent girls who got the birth control shot and for women who used the drug continuously for 2 years or more. Later studies showed that several women recovered some or all of lost bone mineral density. However, women who used the drug for more than 2 years did not return to their baseline bone mineral density level for as much as 5 years after they had stopped using the drug. It remains unclear whether Depo-Provera reduces women's lifetime peak bone mass, which, if true, could expose them to higher risk for bone fractures later in life. Based on evidence from several high-quality studies showing bone mineral loss, the FDA in 2004 issued a black box warning for Depo-Provera, warning that women who use Depo-Provera may lose significant bone mineral density and that bone loss with Depo-Provera may not be completely reversible, end quote. Several studies have now found an association between injectable contraceptives that contain the active ingredient in Depo-Provera and possible increased risk for women acquiring HIV. In the United States, injectable contraceptives are sold under the brand name Depo-Provera and Depo SubQ Provera 104, both manufactured by Pfizer. Depo-Provera is a 150 milligram intramuscular injection. Depo SubQ Provera is a lower dose 104 milligram subcutaneous injectable. In the developing world, medroprogesterone acetate is sold under a variety of brand names and remains one of the most widely used forms of contraception in Southern Africa, a region with the highest incident rates for HIV in the world. A take-home self-inject version of Depo-Provera called Cyanopress that was jointly developed by Pfizer and PATH, PATH, is now being widely pushed in the developing world by international aid agencies and organizations such as the United States Population Fund, UNFPA, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the U.K. Department for International Development, DFID, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are all participating in that effort. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.